Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Baxas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Strickland moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strickland scores. Minoso moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso scores. Francona moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas strikes out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strickland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Baxis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Torgerson moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Torgerson scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis throws the ball into Fox, who tags Colavito trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Power scores. Minoso moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-1 in the game. Held hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Landis steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito, who is chasing the ball. Torgerson reaches third base with a triple. Landis scores. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 0 for 1 in the game. Baxas is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McLish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McLish. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. McLish steals second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McEnany takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. McEnany moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Francona moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Jerry Staley now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Francona scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 0 for 2 in the game. Baxas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McLish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McEnany hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baxes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McEnany hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Turk Lown. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. McEnany moves to second. Gary Bell now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Held fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Shaw now pitching. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Power bunts towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Strickland moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Strickland scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-4 in the game. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francona scores. There goes Colavito trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 8-4, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-4 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards second. Baxis scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.